Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Do I
sound, you guys like that?
Do I sound,
what do you guys think?
Do I sound sensual?
Does that make you excited?
Do I?
1-800, thank you for calling the fan wanking line.
1-800 all night.
1-800 okay face.
Fan wanking. Episode 10 we're on. Episode 10.
We're still counting? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go back and if I have to re-edit it, if it's episode 9 or 11. But I think we're right around 10. And
we should just give it random numbers.
Like we may or may not have hit a milestone. We're not sure. Or we surpassed it and didn't realize. Well,
we can always edit. So episode 10.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we hit
episode
10.
I think it sounds better if we don't even realize what episode we're on.
We're episode number 263. Okay.
Episode 4.1. We'll just renumber like it's Marvel and then catch up later.
Yeah, we can always fix it. We can edit it. We do have a new theme song, which we will be adding to the obviously I'll be adding it to it later. But
Welcome. Is it 3.5 minutes long?
I knew you were going to say that.
If I made it, yes, it would be 3.5 minutes long. But I did not make it, so.
It's two choruses and a verse. No, it's
it's actually the extended cut of Master of Puppets. And
that's fine. I can deal with that.
No, it's like 30 seconds, but I don't. That's not the it's not going to be 30 seconds for the intro. But all right, guys, episode 10. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Fan Wanking. We are already into February, and you know we're on. You know we're actually going into the new console era. We're actually hopefully we're going into the new console era this year. So. Welcome back, Jim Dandino and Dave Weinbreck. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. So, what's going on with you guys? What's up? I know we've been away for about a month or so. We haven't had another episode for about a month. I checked, and just trying to get back into the swing of things and seeing what you guys have been up to. What's going on, Jim?
Nothing. Reading comics, working, complaining about comic book movie news online. You know, regular internet troll stuff.
Nice. Yeah, we've just been kind of going away with the website, kind of doing, we're just trying to push a lot of content out for everybody in all areas of, comics, movies, video games, and we just updated the, if everybody knows, we just updated the, the logo, I'm getting kind of a lot of mixed feedback right now with why I did away with the original logo and what I did with the new one. And
why did you get rid of the Laughing Kid?
I don't know. I mean, now I'm kind of mixed now because I originally liked the baby. I think that was the whole aspect of the baby. The baby was kind of unique and it kind of made no sense. And people are like, I got a few people going, what does the baby mean? And it really didn't mean anything. It just kind of stuck with it.
Why is the baby talking about masturbating?
Yeah.
What is with that baby head?
He's always talking about fan wanking. And, but then I was like, okay, let's put the controller thing. Let's do the it kind of makes sense. But now it makes too much sense. So I'm kind of conflicted right now what to do. I'm trying to get
Well, the comic books and movies are really hurt about the controller, but otherwise.
Yeah.
They're upset.
I've been fielding calls from the comic book people all week.
About the controller, what the fuck, why is it a video game website now, or?
Yep, disrespectful.
So maybe
why is this one dude talking about movies, like what the hell?
What's the controller with the fuse thing, and they're talking about, yeah. So I don't know. I might bring the baby back, but in a new way, and maybe ditch the controller thing. So we'll see what happens.
Well,
so,
well, what it'll be is like when the fuse blows from the controller, like when the controller blows up, right. Movies and comic books come out of it.
Right.
There we go. That's a,
like a nerd pinata.
Like yeah, a nerd yada.
A nerd yada. Yes. Like it's like what would happen if like a nerdgasm had happened and all the stuff started like spewing out. No.
I guess that's the result of fan-wanking, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Once you start fan-wanking, then there's lots of stuff that's
it's just some guy flicking his hand covered in comic books.
He's
oh, now it's in my hair.
Oh.
And
then there's the baby smiling. And all you're seeing is a baby.
It sounds like one of the cons we're going to have to cover is the Exotica one, then.
Yeah, right.
Nope. Nah, I mean, a bunch of fun bumpers for that.
Obviously, I stuck to my guns for a while with the baby thing, and I don't know why. I got very conflicted because I got a lot of mixed review. People were like,
You just gave in.
I felt like I gave in, and I'm disappointed in myself for giving in. So I think I'm gonna bring the baby back, but in a whole new way. So just hold on. She's coming back.
It's gonna be a baby head with the Mike Tyson tattoo of a video game controller.
Yeah, yes. Maybe with like little devil horns on the baby. Or a zombie looking baby we can do, or I don't know.
Yeah, like make the three prongs and N64 controller.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Metal as hell.
That would be cool, actually. Yeah. I like that.
No, it wouldn't. Thank you for humoring me, though. You're a nice man.
Yeah.
That's like a baby with controller hands.
Like Edward.
And a comic
like
book
Edward. Diaper. Yeah. Like an Edward Scissorhands kind of thing. Or...
And Philbrails for eyes.
Yeah. You know what? If we're using a comic book for his diaper, make sure it's the new Justice League.
Cool. What? So, Dave, what's been going on with you? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Jim's been thinking I've been topless robot and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, trying to get through a whole stack of Blu-rays in order to come up with content, and that's been unsuccessful thus far. Playing a little FIFA, a little NHL.
Cool. Yeah, I've been
trying to come up with things to write about.
Yeah.
Although I would say two things. We're pretty successful thus far.
No, you know, it's better than
Jim's,
nothing.
Billy's like, no, they were awful. Don't ever write again.
No, your review, the last one was good. I was like, wow, look at this.
When this guy puts words together, they kind of make sense.
It's magic words. Yeah, I like it.
No, the big thing I've been doing is just rehabbing my ankle. That's been taking up the majority of my time.
Yeah, you got
too much ass kicking,
and too much spraining. To the point where I would be like literally walking to my house and be like, oh cool, I just sprained it again.
Just fall in a pothole and drop your donut.
Yeah, fall in a pothole at Comic-Con.
Drop your donut.
That actually is one of the reasons for part of it. That was like the first re-injury.
Like when you guys ditched me at the Comic-Con, yeah, I was really disappointed. And...
yeah, I'm like in medical, limping and bleeding, and Billy's like, you guys ditched me. Like, I found Giancarlo on accident.
Giancarlo left me online.
He's whatever. Like, oh, I'm just going to go get
what's that?
I spent all of Comic-Con trying to get a cell phone signal so I could talk to you assholes.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I'm literally like trying to walk in. I trip in a pothole, and it was like a cartoon. My keys and my breakfast just flew forward. I'm like flat on the ground, and so there's like a donut laying in the middle of like Third Ave, and
I would be pissed about my donut at that point.
I was so upset about the donut because it just. I had one bite of it, and it was okay. Like, it was pretty good, and it was a big donut. Yeah. And I had, a Pepsi or something like that. And The soda was okay because I hadn't opened it yet. So I'm literally, like, walking towards the helpers at Comic-Con, and they're like, oh, we could just, you can put some of my water on it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to put my, you put your backwash on my open wound, if that's okay.
Nasty.
I'd rather go to the nurse. Cool. So they take me to the nurse, or they lead me to the nurse. They're like, oh, if anybody has any questions, just show them your hand. I was like, yeah, I was pretty much going to do that anyway. So I have this, like, big, just, like, open wound, skin flapping off on my hand. They take me to the nurse, and the nurse goes, so I take it you're not going to want to go to the hospital. I'm like, nope, you guessed right. She's like, okay.
I'm already inside.
Yeah, she's like, so don't rip the skin off your hand. It should just fall off in a day or two. Clean this and just keep taping yourself up. So, like, literally for a week, I looked like I had my hand wrapped like I was CM Punk. And, I had just this healing wound. Mm. But that was the first part where I just re-banged up my ankle that led to this stint physical therapy that I'm doing right now.
So you've been, how many days a week do you do that physical therapy?
3 days a week.
Is that at your gym or is it just a...
No, I'm going to a legit...
Like a legit place.
Professional, yeah.
Wow. Are you regularly applying deer antler spray?
I am not.
Dave actually has me massage it every other day for him, actually.
Yeah. On the days I don't go, Billy massages me down.
Put a little Vaseline on it. And, oh, that's the other thing. Forget it. That's another thing I do.
Wow.
Icy hot and Vaseline.
Icy hot. I bring out the heating pad and...
Oh.
Delicate. Guys. Billy's delicate touch.
I got a magic touch.
He sounds like he has soft hands.
Thank you for calling the fan wanking physical therapy line. You know, like,
this is Guillermo. What can I do for you?
That's pretty much what I'm up to, though. I'm actually not limping and
talking to Guillermo.
No, I would say for the first time in like weeks, I'm actually not limping out due to pain and
I
don't have to down a ton of Advil, but otherwise I'm cool.
Nice. Yeah, I was last night, I was at the second annual New York Video Game Critics Circle Awards at NYU. It's pretty cool. I was invited. It was a small group of people, but it was like it was all like the New York critics from all different media groups there,
and one from New Jersey.
One from New Jersey, and
one. What was the big winner on the night?
Walking Dead took everything, pretty much.
Really? Oh, God.
Took everything.
It's like the Oregon Trail, but with better graphics.
I liked it though.
Yeah, Walking Dead took everything. The Journey got best music.
Which else? I haven't played yet, but I have.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
What else?
Actually, Dead Space 3 is next week for me.
That game is. I played the demo, a little bit of the demo, and it's awesome. I think it's really good. I mean, supposedly it's not as.
Not supposed to be as scary.
Yeah, it's not as scary as the other one, so it's kind of goes off the beaten path a bit from what.
So this is their Resident Evil 4 then?
No, probably closer to Resident Evil 3. 3 was definitely not intended to be the terrifying experience that 1 and 2 were.
Yeah. I'm going to try to play. I'm going to play a little bit later on tonight because I downloaded the demo and see how it is. I've been playing.
You played the first two?
No.
Oh my god, dude!
They're Dead Space 1 is great. Too.
What's that?
Dead Space 2 is incredible.
Yeah, I'm. I think there's a thing where you buy both of them together. I don't know. I saw it somewhere, and it's pretty cheap. So I was thinking.
Dead Space 2 had that insanity mode where you were only allowed to save 3 times.
Oh yeah.
The whole game.
I heard about that.
Still have to do that.
Yeah, I've just been playing Ni No Kuni, the new JRPG game.
Yeah, I saw that demoed at Comic-Con. Okay. And it was the first game that made me interested in maybe looking at a PS3.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
It's gorgeous.
I'm in the middle of writing my review on it, and it's essentially when you're playing the game, you think you're playing an anime TV show. I mean, it's amazing what the game on this current console this that we're playing on. I'm playing on, obviously it's only made for PS3.
Right,
but it's unbelievable. I mean, it's probably the best JRPG in the last, I don't know. I mean, I would say 5 to 10 years. I think, in my personal opinion, it's unbelievable. Not only is the way it looks is unbelievable. It's just the music's really good. The gameplay, it takes a lot of aspects of other RPG games. The story is really good, and it just looks awesome. It's like when you're just walking around like the town and stuff like that, or around the world, it looks like it's just unbelievable how it looks, because you don't feel like you're playing a video game. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Been playing that. I've been doing. What's up?
I finished off Assassin's Creed 3 finally.
Yeah, that was the big last night when we were at the critics circle. That was like the big rag on game. Everybody's ripping it apart. It was pretty.
They should too, because there's like I see all the holes that everyone was talking about.
Yeah. But
story wise, up until you get to the last mission, it has the best story out of any video game I've ever played.
I mean, the story. The game looks beautiful, and I thought it played really well. It's just that I think the thing that bothered me a bit about it, and I'm kind of mixed with it. I haven't finished the whole game, but I think it was too many cutscenes. It was like a movie more than a game, and you play this much and you watch this. I can't see what I'm doing, but you watch a whole lot of this, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah. You know what? I put in Final Fantasy 13 too right after I finished that. Yeah. So I don't want to hear about too many cutscenes.
No, I know. I've been playing that too. I've been kind of getting into a lot of the JRPGs lately, and I've been playing that too. And
I put it in last night at 11:15, thinking 45 minutes should be enough to kind of get me like halfway through the prologue chapter.
Yeah, right.
And I was falling asleep before I got to pick up the controller the first time.
You have to skip scenes if you really want to get through it.
Yeah, it's like you need a good 3 or 4 hours just sitting there if you want to get anything accomplished in that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's I've been playing a DS game, a 3DS game called
Fire Emblem.
Awesome, man. So good. Have you played it?
No, I heard about it, and I did. Two of the good characters from Super Smash Brothers were Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so good. It's so well done. It's probably one of the best 3DS games in a long time, and it's amazing. It's like it's totally worth it. There's a demo of it out there. If anybody has a 3DS, you can try it out. But it's really fun. I think I'm gonna buy it.
That's funny. That's a solid qualifier. Has a 3DS.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody has
a 3DS. Watch the stampede to that demo come right now.
You're what? Which demo are you talking about?
I was being sarcastic. No one owns a 3DS.
Yeah, right. Now, if you were saying Vita, that'd be a little bit different.
Well, that's literally no one owns a Vita.
I love my Vita. I love it. I love it. But doing that, and...
Well, wait, hold on. We can download the demo on the Wii U, too. Yep, same amount of people.
Searching for game. Searching. Still searching.
Jim, you have an Xbox, don't you? Yeah. Or you play PS3. You have both.
I just have an Xbox.
Oh, you have Final... Okay, I forgot Final Fantasy is on Xbox. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's on seven discs, but it's...
No, 13-2 is only one disc, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, I have one. It's one disc on PS3 also.
Regular 13 was three discs, which is just gratuitous.
Yeah, I've been, I'm looking forward to, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about predictions for, we're actually, we, you know, we're kind of in that next gen switchover phase and
Last gen, possibly.
Last gen, yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be the last generation of, it's probably the last time we're going to see consoles.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big February 20th event that Sony's going to be doing this month, you know, pretty much it's...
Almost assuredly a PlayStation 4 rollout.
Right. And then, you know, we're going to see PlayStation 4 this year, probably towards the end of the year. We're going to see the same thing with Xbox. Nintendo already did theirs. So, I mean, I think this is going to be, especially for, I don't know what Nintendo's planning, but as far as Microsoft and Sony, they're going to be, this is going to be it, I would think, for the, you know, these consoles are probably going to last for another, you know, 5-6 years, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Right. Everything's moving so fast now.
I mean, it's going to be probably, everything's going to be either integrated into your television and just, you know, the Xbox channel and or the PlayStation Network channel.
Right.
And
just like they tried in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean...
With the cable box hooked into your Nintendo?
I mean, part of me is like... Really?
Yeah, there was like this thing that you could get for Nintendo Entertainment System, the old 8-bit Nintendo,
yeah,
where it was like a cartridge that hooked into the cable, and you could download games through the phone line.
I want to say I remember that.
Yeah, I
they had one for
that.
Sega too. Like three people.
Oh,
had it.
Oh yeah. It's kind of, like, yeah.
No one owned it.
It's kind of.
But yeah, that's what you paid, like $12 a month, and that's what you had.
If you think about it, it's kind of sad if that. I mean, that's where it's going to go eventually, but it's kind of sad because of the whole console thing, and it's.
It's not sad. You don't have to assign a value to it. It just is.
I mean, I'm looking forward.
What? Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I would be sad if, like, the next phase in gaming was, like, all that Facebook bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the social gaming, yeah.
Yeah, that would be incredibly disappointing for me.
I mean, like...
But, having TVs that have, like, the built-in, you know, a built-in, like, Steam box or something.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
No, I'm cool. I mean, I'm ready. You know, that's fine with that. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's you pay your subscription fee, you know, like you normally do, and you get the option of downloading, and it's part of your TV or you're part of your cable programming. And
as long as I could play like FIFA and hockey, I'm good.
I want to get one of those. I'm looking forward to a Steam box. I mean, whatever it's going to be or whatever it's going to look like. I'm kind of pretty pumped for that, too.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Steam in general and just, you know.
I'm at a place in my life where I'm a pretty hardcore Xbox partisan.
I'm very,
Nino Kuni is the first PlayStation 3 game that I've really wanted that I haven't been able to get.
I mean, it's easily... Yeah, I mean, that's, like... I just recently... And I was going to hold off. And I was recently not going to get a PlayStation 3. I mean, I've always been an Xbox guy my whole life. Well, for the last 10 years.
Right.
And I haven't... The last PlayStation I had was the PlayStation 2. And... I was going to wait for the new PlayStation when it came out at the end of this year. But that this... You know, I was like, I want to play this game. I want to play this game. So I just bought a used PlayStation 3 for this game. And I just, you know, I fell in love with all these other games that I never got a chance to play, like Uncharted and, Heavy Rain and the Infamous series. And I'm a huge fan of the PlayStation series, the whole console. And it's almost like I fell in love with it again from, like, you know, the mid-early 90s. And I'm like, you know, I'm pretty much all for PlayStation these days lately.
Yeah, that was the extent of my, like, once, forget what Nintendo, my last Nintendo was Super Nintendo. I never had Genesis. I never had 64. My brother had 64. I had PlayStation.
Yep.
PlayStation was, and then I have PlayStation 1, and then PlayStation 2 came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had a launch PS2, actually.
Yeah, I had the
big ones.
Yeah, me too.
And then I got the little slim one once that one finally died, but...
Yeah, I had a GameCube for a while, and I got the slim PS2 for, like, the first 2 years that the 360 was out. And then I got the 360 for Christmas.
That's the only Nintendo I never had a GameCube. That was the only one I never had.
I loved my GameCube. Yeah. I thought Eternal Darkness was an incredible game. Wind Waker is probably my favorite Zelda game.
Smash
the
Brothers.
Metroid Prime games are incredible.
Most of all the best games came off of the GameCube, even though it got a lot of criticism, that thing. But all the awesome games came off it.
Those games were really, really outstanding. They had no third-party games. Their sports games were brutal. Like, anything that wasn't made by Nintendo was just atrocious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't there a story that, well, Nintendo might be, I heard that Nintendo might be selling off one of their franchises or getting rid of it. And we keep hearing that Metroid might be, well, I don't know if that's true or not, just a rumor.
I haven't heard anything about a Metroid game for Wii U yet, but that would astound me.
I mean, there's going to be a Zelda game they were talking about. I think they showed a few clips of it.
Yeah, well, they're doing Wind Waker in high def.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, Nintendo, I think...
Like, the last boss in Wind Waker, it was, like, one of the best boss fights ever.
I haven't played a Zelda game since Zelda.
I like Skyward Sword.
I have I next time I'm at my parents' house, I may steal my sister's old GameCube so that I can play Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't play Twilight Princess and I didn't play Skyward Sword for the Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been playing. Since I got my PlayStation 3, I've been picking up a lot of older games that came out. You know, years back, and I picked up Metal Gear Solid 4.
I still have yet to play that.
I mean, I picked it up for like $8 used. It was not hardly even used. It was a great condition. Yeah. I was like, wow, $8. Yeah, I got that. I got all the Uncharted. I got the Infamous series. I got Heavy Rain. Well, I mean, I bought all the good games. You know.
Well, that's like the cool hidden secret about that technology is that you literally have to scratch discs in order to scratch discs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Like, any used game, unless it was, like, chewed by an animal,
right,
is going to be in decent shape.
Because, you know, I was like, I'm going to buy this PlayStation for one reason only, and because to play PlayStation, games,
PlayStation franchises.
Yeah, I mean, and the best games, you know, I mean...
Resistance is good too if you get the chance.
No,
God of War.
Yep, I played the God of War. Well, I played it at the at Comic Con, and I downloaded the demo of it on the PSN Network, and it's fun. It's a fun.
Well, game. Even if you play the other ones, the older ones, those are great too.
Yeah, I feel like I missed out a lot of those games because I never really had a PlayStation 3 when it first launched. You know, but
yeah, but even now, I'm so backed up. On games, I got Dead Space. Colonial Marines is coming out this month,
yep.
And BioShock Infinite is next month. And I still haven't played Sleeping Dogs or Dragon's Dogma,
mm-hmm.
or either of the last. The Spider-Man movie game was supposed to be okay. I kind of want to play the other Spider-Man game, that Edge of Time or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
game. The last X-Men game. I haven't played Skyrim still. You know, so there's plenty, and
a ton of games. Yeah, there's a lot. Those are all.
And
yeah.
I still find myself throwing Halo in once a week.
Dude, I'm still on Resistance 2 and Uncharted 2. and I'm staring directly at Resistance 3 and Uncharted 3.
I still have
the two Bioshocks I haven't played.
I gave up on
L.A. Noir. That was bad, but...
Yeah,
Bioshock 1 is, like, a life-changing game.
Yeah, I'm told.
I'm looking forward to Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Got that ready. That's the game. I'm going to get that. The Last of Us.
And
yeah,
not to stuff a lot of politics in here, but like the ideological bent of recent video games, specifically Assassin's Creed games and the Bioshock games, that's been pretty neat to watch for me.
Oh yeah,
being a politics nerd and a video game nerd.
Sure, it's all. I mean, the Assassin's Creed. Like, I mean, that's
storytelling. In video games is really starting to mature.
Well, that's the real reason why. I mean, I wanted to buy Assassin's Creed 3 from the get-go because of how it was a cool time of, you know, American history.
It's the most insanely liberal game I could have even imagined.
Right.
It's all about a black dude teaching indigenous people how to keep the white man off his land.
It's
like,
yeah.
That's nuts.
I still love. I mean, I do like playing Assassin's Creed. I played the Vita version, the Liberation version, which the female character. And it's a fun game.
Three wasn't bad. Some of the missions were stupid. Some of the missions were repetitive. The chase sequences were all universally bad, and like the whole running through houses mechanic. Like, if you're any good at this game, you don't ever try and escape combat. You fight off everybody who shows up, and then you bribe a town crier.
Right.
Yep. So, like, who cares about running through houses? But, like, and, you know, I think I died, like, four times total, and all four of them were not being able to find the haystack off of a synchronization point.
Right.
So, like, I jumped down to the ground from the top of a church. I think I may have gotten killed in combat once in the entire game, but like, it's not about the gameplay for that game. It's about because the gameplay wasn't bad enough where it's going to take away from the story. It's like for the first 11 chapters of the 12-chapter game, it was one of the most interesting, thought-provoking stories out of any video game I've ever played.
Yeah, that's what compels you. I mean, that's what compelled me, the storyline. I mean, that's what, you know, I wanted to find. I mean, how cool that one scene where I don't remember what part of it was earlier on in the game when you're not Connor yet. And you have to...
You're in the theater in London.
Well, no, later on. The scene where George Washington's younger, and if you end up... If you kill him, you fail the mission. But he's not George. You know, he's not George Washington yet. You know, it's like he's a younger version of George Washington, and it's just cool stuff like little stuff like that. It's like things that you see who they are before. It's like, but if you kill him by mistake, and then you have to restart the mission. But it's kind of cool. Little stuff like that that stuff's really cool and interesting. Though.
I've been kind of afraid of Assassin's Creed games since Assassin's Creed, where it was like, all right, how many times can I pickpocket or overhear a conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely still there.
Still there. I think the stealthy part of it isn't as there as it used to be. It's right? I mean,
nobody chooses the combat is so fluid now at this point. I mean, like, you forget that, like, everybody plays the Arkham games, the Batman games, and talks about how wonderful the combat was. That combat is essentially what they did in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
And they've been fine-tuning it since, you know, from that point forward. And it's just been fantastic.
Right.
So, like, nobody, like, except unless the mission requires you to do it, nobody is going to go out of their way to stay hidden, you know?
Let me ask you guys this question, and we're still, you know, not to go too far out, but what do you guys, as far as next-gen consoles, what do you, are you guys looking forward to next-gen consoles? Or are you looking forward to, are you think it's going to be a big breakthrough and change, or is it going to take a while for things to kind of, you think we're going to see a big difference between what we have now versus when these so-called machines come out at the end of this year?
I mean, you have to assume that it's going to be that much. I mean, think about the advances in technology since the Xbox 360 first came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. We have to see. We might not see it right away with the games, but I think
no, we won't see it right away.
These machines, right? They'll be able. These machines will be able to handle a whole lot more. I'm sorry.
The holodeck stuff that they're trying to do with the Kinect.
Yeah.
Where they're going to turn your living room into a holodeck.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you look at the difference between like PlayStation 3 launch titles and like, you know, Uncharted 3.
Yeah, like Heavenly.
Yeah, like look at the difference between Lair and anything that came out recently.
Yeah. That's, you compare, you know, I think it's always like that whenever, like we talked about this a while back. But whenever a console comes out, the games that come out for that console in the beginning are they're just the same as the prior console version. And then when you get farther into, like what we're getting right now on the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 is unbelievable. I mean, like games like Ni No Kuni and Last of Us that's coming out, Uncharted series, Journey, all these games are unbelievable. Right. These games now versus what came out 4 or 5 years ago are way better than those games.
I played Gun last year.
Yep.
And that was a launch title, and it was simultaneously released on the old Xbox. And it was a cool game, but the graphics were shit.
Yeah.
Which game was it?
Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the best $250 that you're going to spend right now.
Gun is a cool game. I had it for PS2.
Yeah, it was a really neat little game. It was terrible looking compared to what they can do now, though.
I mean, you're going to look at, like, I know what you're going to say, but GTA 5 coming out. Now they pushed it to September. It was supposed to be spring. That game is going to be now, that's falling in that weird area of time now where most likely these next-gen consoles are going to come out probably November, most yep. likely. So now that's coming out right before the holiday. It's going to be on both current console and next-gen console. The game's probably going to look the same on both, right? Yep. Wouldn't you agree?
Has a GTA game looked any different ever, though?
Nope.
No. I mean,
and yet again, another Grand Theft Auto game that's not going to be able to figure out what it wants to be. So it's going to try and work for both consoles.
I'm going to get it. Am I super excited about it? No, I'm more excited about BioShock Infinite and Beyond Two Souls and Last of Us and, you know, those kinds of games. I think
if you're going to get me to spend even $50 on a game, I better be damn excited about it. And
yeah.
Beyond Two Souls is probably one of the games I'm more looking forward to, only because Heavy Rain was one of my favorite gaming experiences possibly ever.
It's so good. I'm playing it right now. That's so good. I'm like kind of way late on that game, but it's really good. It's amazing. That story, that opening story.
That game, I had been so excited for it, and I got it and took, you know, days off from work to play it, and it just was everything I hoped it was going to be.
It's like one of those games where really, like, it's very emotional in the beginning. It really takes a toll. It grips you and rips you into the story. Like, you want to, like, there's not a whole lot of games that do that. I mean, there's a lot of, like, Ni No Kuni, even though it's very anime and cartoon looking, the storyline is really good. Like, it's really like, oh, I mean, it's not really, really deep, but, like, you understand, you know, what's going on, and it makes sense, and you understand why this character is doing what he's doing, and it's gripping, and it's, like, emotional. And I think Heavy Rain was, that's super, like, deep, I think. I think that whole beginning opening scene in the mall. But Beyond Two Souls, I think it's gonna be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
We're not talking about the important news right now.
What's the important news?
The Avengers 2 and 3 spoilers.
Oh yeah, the rumor, and it's yeah.
What's the rumor
of the movies are gonna be?
What's the movies gonna be? Tell us.
Or not even what they're gonna be, but what they're gonna lead to, what the phases are gonna, I guess, be.
Right. So, the next Hulk movie, the rumor is, and I have a problem because this is basically a single source story, but the rumor is that the next Hulk movie is going to stem from the immediate aftermath of Avengers 2. At the end of Avengers 2, the heroes of Earth are going to decide that Hulk is too dangerous and send him into space, and he's going to crash land on some gladiator planet, and the next Hulk movie will be Planet Hulk, where he fights in gladiator combat and becomes happy and meets a wife and falls in love as the Hulk and, you know, wins and does all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then the wife, the planet gets wrecked and the wife dies, and Hulk comes back with all his gladiator buddies, super pissed. And Avengers 3 is World War Hulk. So it's the Hulk versus the Hulk and his gladiator buddies versus all of the Earth heroes.
Okay.
And what will wind up being the outer space heroes too?
Probably.
So yeah. The Avengers 2 is not going to come out till what, 2014 probably, right?
15
or 15, and that's where Justice League's. Well, Justice League will be made if Superman.
That's where.
Well, right?
Yes, that's where your imaginary Justice League movie is slated to come out.
2015, but Star Wars will be out by then, so, you know.
Nope. Abrams is already pushing back on 15 as a release date.
What date? 2015, yeah.
He's already pushing back on 2015. That's their target for when they... That's what they're thinking about, but that's not final for them.
What do you think about all these side projects they're going to do, like the Han Solo movie and the Boba Fett and the Yoda?
Why not?
That's cool. More Star Wars, the better, I think.
You know, I paid more money than the cost of an average movie ticket to go to read stupid books about them. I can probably be persuaded to see slightly less than stupid movies about them.
I want to see as much Star Wars stuff. I don't care.
I'm going to give you the Giancarlo quote.
Yeah.
I want to see a movie where Han Solo's the hero.
You'll get to see that because he's going to be the young Han
Solo. That's the rumor.
He's the young Han Solo and he meets Chewie. You know, how cool is that? And Yoda.
I don't know how I feel about mining the same universe or mining the same time period. There's so many possibilities that universe opens up that they could go into.
I mean, it's endless. It's endless.
Yeah, for them to like pick at exist, and they've got like good people. They've got Kasdan and they've got J.J. Abrams, and they've got, you know, smart, intelligent, good directors lined up for this stuff, but like to pick at characters who have been, you know, fairly well established portions of pop culture lore for longer than I've been alive just kind of strikes me as unnecessary when there's so many other directions that they could go in, and there's so many other directions that like other aspects of the expanded universe have gone in.
Do you think Abrams is going to leave Paramount, leave the Star Trek franchise after this one? Do you think we're gonna see like more love over to Lucas, or what are you gonna see? What do you think?
I know part of me would be really disappointed if he left Star Trek, but part of me would be mortified if the same guy was directing both at the same time.
It's a little weird, don't you think? Like, where is he gonna put more of his effort into it? Like,
finding out your parents are in an open relationship.
I just think it's like one of those things where you don't, those two don't mix. Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, I, deliberately ignoring it.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
That's fine. It was probably better ignored. Yeah, they're, well, I mean, they're op- they're two completely opposite things. I mean, Star Wars is medieval fantasy set in space. Star Trek is hard sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Like, Star Trek is like a look at what we could be. Star Wars is a look at what we once were in an interesting setting.
Yep. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm looking forward to this new Star Trek movie. It looks awesome.
It looks really good. Yeah, I told everyone at the Super Bowl party to shut up with that commercial
came
up.
Yeah, that when that came on, I was, you know,
be quiet. I'm about to see the same crap I've seen already.
You know, it was even better than the Star Trek trailer, the Fast and Furious 6 trailer.
That was awesome.
It's like I'm psyched about that one. I don't know
why. Yeah, I've never watched a Fast and Furious movie, but that's going to actually make me watch them and then see this one. Because a car came out of a flaming plane.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Like, that's the plane was engulfed in flames, and Vin Diesel drives out of it.
The Vin Diesel rule is important.
Yeah, Vin Diesel and Rock are back together, man. It's awesome.
I don't know, I'm psyched about the G.I. Joe movie, too.
Yeah. Yep. And Transformers?
No, absolutely not. I want someone to drop a semi truck on Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Those movies were so bad.
They just need to reboot it and just get rid of him and boot him.
They reboot nothing. They need to stop doing live action movies. They just keep it as a kid's cartoon.
Or they just keep it in space, you know?
Not even. Like, I don't care. Just give me video games. Give me, like, Transformers Prime. I'm okay with that. I don't need live-action movies. I don't need Marky Mark. I don't need Shia the Beef.
What was wrong with the He-Man live-action movie? That was pretty good with Dolph Lundgren and Courtney Cox. You didn't like that?
The He-Man live-action movie was probably the best Jack Kirby's Fourth World movie ever made.
I love that movie. Oh,
it was the best they could have done, I feel.
Yeah. It was fun.
Skeletor was Darkseid. He-Man was Orion. It was just like watching a bunch of dudes take mushrooms and read old comic books.
So, all right.
It had a post credit sequence too.
I did.
But yeah, speaking of, I'm tying it back to the Avengers stuff. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, this whole upcoming stuff, because really Guardians is going to be the test as to how this third phase is going to look.
Let's see how far we can take it.
Yeah, because
Andy Dwyer as your main character is interesting.
I don't know who that is.
They cast the main guy. And it's Andy from Parks and Rec.
I don't watch that.
Oh, you're missing out. It's a great show. He's the best physical comedian on TV right now, which should tell you everything that you need to know about his qualifications to play Star-Lord. It's an interesting choice.
And so was Chris Evans, though.
He kind of had that all-American look. I mean, so I haven't seen Zero Dark Thirty yet, and I guess the guy from Parks and Rec was also in Zero Dark Thirty, and he was ripped as hell, and he was kind of great in that, and also Moneyball, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, they may be going for humor with this one.
Well, with the director, probably.
And with the fact that you have a talking raccoon and a talking tree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of almost have to. I don't know. Yeah.
Considering you have James Gunn as your director.
Yeah. What else did he do besides Slither?
Super.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Was it any good?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was the one where Dwight Schrute was a superhero?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, James Gunn has like a trauma background.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. The last run of Guardians of the Galaxy before one that's coming out in a couple of months was really, really incredible. So if that's where they're pulling their ideas from, and based on the team that they've assembled, it looks like that's where they're pulling their ideas from, it could be a pretty interesting movie.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and then you're Then you're going into like Ant-Man and Doctor Strange and World War Hulk and all that afterwards. So, or Planet Hulk.
It's gonna be weird. I mean, they already had the Infinity Gauntlet. They're gonna have to put the Infinity Gauntlet in as like the main MacGuffin in Avengers 2 or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or both.
Oh yeah, apparently Iron Man 3, he goes into space afterwards. That leads to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
What does that do?
It's gonna be the lead in the Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah.
All right, guys. We're gonna wrap this up.
And, all right.
I just want to actually, before we get off, I want to go around really quick and just try to get just you know what you guys are looking forward to, not looking forward to. One kind of thing for either that's coming out towards the end of the year or in the future. It's something that. It doesn't matter what subject it is, but something that you're not really looking forward to and something that you might be looking forward to. It doesn't matter if it's comics, movies, gaming, What do you think, Jim?
I'm stoked for more indie work from guys who are doing great stuff on mainstream comics.
Yep.
Last year was an incredible year. For Image in particular, but for a lot more of the small press guys and for a lot of creator-owned books. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about, I'm excited about what all these guys are doing on the Marvel and DC books that they've got, but I'm also excited to see what they're going to do when they're given completely free rein to come up with, their own ideas and make their own money.
Okay, cool. Nice. Dave?
I'm not looking forward to the end of Hackslash. Just because I don't want it to. But I guess, looking forward to... there's a bunch of movies that are coming out that look like they're going to be a lot of fun. Of course, Iron Man and Thor and Superman and all that. But, we're going to finally see something stuff like Your Next get released and... Apparently, SVHS is a huge as good as the first one was, this one's better.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Yeah, I want to see that.
Really kind of almost more back to kind of gnarly indie horror cinema. It's going to be pretty cool.
Cool.
But as far as books go, there's not much that's kind of earth-shattering coming out. I guess just more of... once the Scott Snyder, Sean Murphy book comes out towards the end of the year, that'll be cool.
Cool. Yeah, personally for me, I'm really looking forward to just the, I think Star Wars and the whole Disney buying, the whole franchise. I'm really just really excited about that. I think we have a lot to look forward to. I don't think a better studio could have bought them, and J.J. Abrams, I'm really excited. If any director would have picked it up, I think he's the perfect choice. So I'm looking forward to everything Star Wars. I'm also looking forward to just, this finally getting some new consoles and this year, hopefully. And I think E3 is going to be, it's going to be a good year to be at E3 and just seeing all the cool stuff. But I'm not looking forward to spending a lot of money on all that stuff, so... I think my wife's not going to be too happy about that, but what are you going to do?
She'll make it work.
Yeah. So, awesome, guys. I'm glad we were able to do this, and we'll pick up where we left off next week.
Nice.
But thank you.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Later.
Good night.
Later.